French President Jacques Chirac arrives in Washington today for talks with President Bush, a trip that was scheduled before the terrorist attacks a week ago. On Thursday, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair visits both Washington and New York. He'll tour the devastation at the World Trade Center site. Among the victims there were hundreds of Britons. A Bush administration official says the visits by European leaders are part of the president's efforts to assemble an international coalition to combat terrorism. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The most unequivocal response to the American call for an international military coalition has come from Italy. Defense Minister Antonio Martino said yesterday his country is ready to deploy troops and aircraft in the wake of the terror attacks on the United States. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has also called for a global campaign to find the perpetrators, but his government has appealed to Washington to deliberate before any retaliatory action. A spokesman said NATO's decision last week to regard the attack on the U.S. as an attack on all the Allies does not necessarily mean a blank check. French Defense Minister Alain Richard has said that France will not take part in any military action unless it's closely involved from the planning stage onward. There is growing concern among the European allies that the use of overwhelming force could lead to a backlash in the Muslim world and increased political instability. The French daily Le Monde said that this is the European consensus and the substance of the message French President Chirac will deliver in Washington. European leaders are now focusing their attention on how to reduce the threat of terrorism in the long term, and as French Defense Minister Richard said, not simply limiting themselves to a punitive action that might not solve the problem. This will be the key issue on the agenda of Friday's emergency summit of European Union leaders in Brussels. The 15 EU countries have suddenly realized that they have little or no coordination at the level of anti-terrorist investigations, and they are trying to make up for lost time. Yesterday, anti-terrorism magistrates and intelligence officials from Belgium, France, Germany, and the Netherlands met in Brussels and announced that recent arrests had uncovered a plot by Islamic militants to attack U.S. targets in Europe. Last Thursday, Belgian police arrested two suspects of North African origin. They are charged with plotting explosive attacks and had links with Afghanistan-based Islamic extremists. Dutch police arrested four other men in Rotterdam as part of the same probe. In other developments, it was revealed today that on Saturday near the Italian border with France, Italian police arrested two Afghanis who were in possession of false passports and very detailed maps of Brussels. On the other side of the border at the same time, French police arrested two men, an Afghani and an Iranian, who were in possession of similar material. Italian police say they believe the four men were plotting an attack in the Belgian capital, and they suspect that several dozen terrorist cells are still active in Europe. Belgian Deputy Public Prosecutor Bernard Michel told reporters yesterday that it's clear that we are dealing with a network of radical Islamist mujahideen which has spread across Europe. But he added that it's too soon to say whether there is a direct link between this group and the Osama bin Laden network. Michel said, European countries must finally work together. He said terrorism is no respecter of national borders and Europe must get organized to counter this threat. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.